is it cold in here? It's cold, isn't it? It's cold, isn't it? Is the air conditioning on? Somebody left the fucking door open. We need to warm this place up with some dancing and some, perhaps not hugging, but just some standing near each other. And some rocking, which is a rocking.
Because he asked so politely.
Oh, give him! It's panto season, I'm going to need more from you. Give him! Give me an let's make it warm.
And welcome to the Punk Rock Skunk Podcast. I am your host, Ollie, and joining me this week...
Well, it's always me, isn't it?
No, next time it's not.
True, yeah.
And we are here, back in Exeter. You always think, like, the home gigs will be, like, the easiest. I'm more tired.
I know, we can't be bothered, can you?
Not at the moment. We are here in Exeter to see The Darkness.
Yes.
supported by Massive Wagons, which I found out yesterday. Although I didn't actually know who was supporting when I bought the tickets, because it was like a month ago I brought them.
Yeah.
Something like that. I was like, ooh, Darkness playing, fuck it, we'll see him.
Do you not think it sounds like Massive Wagons?
Maybe it is a pun.
Oh, I'm making the boob gestures. Oh, okay. I forgot that they can't see me.
Mahusive Wagons.
Yeah, I just think it sounds like knockers really, but okay. I thought we saw them at Bristol supporting somebody.
No, we haven't seen them at Bristol. I think I've seen them at Download. But I don't remember. I get them, I think I'm either mixed up with them or...
See?
Who was the other one that I thought of?
This is like my Blackstone Cherry Black Label Society.
Yeah, no. I can't think of who they are now.
Am I Adam Sandler and the other person?
Ben Stiller.
Jesus.
Yeah. originally, apparently it was supposed to be British Lion, but I really don't care about that. But now it is Massive Wagons, and I thought... Because I was supposed to see them just before pandemic, weren't I, Ian?
Yeah, I think they were supposed to be here, weren't they?
With Wolfjaw, and RIP to the Wolfjaw singer who died not too long ago for reasons I don't know.
Because you don't know everything in the world.
Because I don't actually know everything in the world, despite what I tell people. So, yeah.
So that's about that. Really.
That's about it, really. I'm just too afraid to get out because it's raining. I've not walked up that hill yet.
Your hair will poof up.
Yeah.
Right, come on then.
Okay, so we'll come back after we've seen Mahusive Wagons.
Mahusive Knockers.
Ooh.
Turn it on.
Ooh, I can't. I think I prefer the other place, but never mind. So, we have just watched Massive Wagons.
Who appeared to not be the band that you thought they
were.
No.
I knew who they were, but I thought I'd seen them before. I hadn't. I'd seen Wayward Sons before. And I couldn't remember which one I'd seen.
Well, Well, now you've seen them both, so there's no room for confusion.
Well, this is the thing, I can't remember. It sounds like it was one of those days of downloads where you actually let me drink. So, what did you think?
They were probably all right, but it sounds so dreadful here that, like, I don't know.
It's a really bad sound. We were actually stood in the different to where we were at Blackstone Cherry, and you moaned about the sound then, so it's not where we've been stood in.
Yeah, that was worse than Blackstone Cherry.
Yeah, though. And we were closer.
I felt really sorry for the singer because he was obviously giving it like his all.
Yeah, but it might be different on the on stage monitors.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed alright, but yeah, I felt like we need to go back and actually just listen to them on like.
Yeah, records. I hadn't listened to them. I knew one of their songs. I think it was their tribute to I think it was Rick from Status Quo who passed away. It's because it's like a Monday night and it's the darkness and it's not Blackstone Cherry.
I don't know, is it even sold out?
I have no idea.
I don't know, it's weird. Unless people just haven't turned up yet.
Yeah, but there's not that many people in the bar.
No. Oh well, we'll just ponder on that silence.
Still £30 for a t-shirt though.
Yeah. So, what did you think of them?
I enjoyed the guitarist was very smiley, wasn't he?
Yeah, to be fair, they seemed like they were having a good laugh.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I just wish I could. I just wish they had a good sound.
Yeah. Yeah, but look at like the mixing shit is tiny.
It's half the size of Blackstone Cherry. Yeah. I'm sorry, I keep bringing up Blackstone Cherry, but it's all we've got to compare to here.
Well, no, Motorhead, but the sound was dreadful then as well.
Yeah, but they just play as loud as they could have.
Yeah.
I think it's just this venue's shit.
I think they're just like, they're trying to get big names in to make the money, but they haven't got the kit to, like, mind you, I suppose they bring it with them, don't they?
The C16 was really, that sound was good, but then it's just him and a drummer and somebody else.
So.
I give them a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, it just would be nice to be able to hear the vocal. They did, first time I've heard anybody do Surrender by Cheap Trick.
What, you mean the first time you nearly heard someone do it?
Kind of hear them do it. Yeah. That is all right. Breaking the Law.
Yeah.
Those are the only covers I remember. I think that's all they did.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, no, they're all right. I'd kind of prefer to see them in a different venue.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay to well, see I think them, they were, but if they were supporting
the cavern, the Cavern, I think they were playing at. Or was it was at Phoenix?
Phoenix, probably. Yeah, Cavern's tiny.
So it's the Phoenix.
Yeah, so they're all right.
I'd see them again.
Yeah.
It's nice that we see a support band and we're like, yeah, I'd see them again. Like, oh, God, are we watching them again?
Well, yeah, true. But I'm not used to being somewhere so bloody early.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. It's not a life experience we have very many times, getting somewhere early.
Not with you, anyway. Anything else?
No, well, is that a bit lackluster?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, it is a Monday night.
I know. Whose idea was this?
Bloody your idea.
Sorry. It seemed a good idea at the time. I think it would have helped if we weren't in London 3 days ago.
2 days. Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's Wayward Sons. No,
no,
it's not.
This is your whole problem.
That was Mahoosive Wagons.
Yeah, they were right.
Yeah.
The master's going back on now.
All right, I'm going to carry on drinking my drink. Right, well, see you after the darkness. Anticipated Justin being quite loud, so I turned the volume quite low and it didn't actually peak at all.
I'll tell you what, why don't you start recording in Linda's Titanic?
Yeah. Oh. So, what did you say to me 5 songs in?
Can't remember. I said they're not as bad as I thought they'd be.
I quite enjoyed that.
It was a weird and surreal experience. The bassist just looks like a white Richard Iowadi.
I thought he should have been in like Thin Lizzy or something.
I don't know.
Even though, what's his... What's
the other one.
The other Hawkins had a Thin Lizzy t-shirt on. Do you want to get the set list up? Because I basically recorded every single song.
I will get it from my waste utility belt.
What your set list?
Yeah.
You're in internet-y set list.
Just talk amongst yourself.
I think Justin is a hell of a front man. He's very entertaining.
The darkness.
More guitar changes than Britney's got bloody clove changes. They change guitar every single song.
I haven't been to a gig for a while where they've done outfit changes. Because no one puts that much effort in anymore. I literally can't remember the last one.
No, I guess it's depending who you see, really, isn't it? I guess if we went to see Elton John, who is actually playing at Vicarage Road. But it's on like a weekday. Sod that.
I've got the set list.
Okay. Well, they kicked off
with...
Do you
want to pretend we know this, or are you happy for this to read
it
through?
I only didn't know two songs, I think. I knew.
Oh, okay, go on then.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't remember what the order were now. So we kicked off with...
Welcome to Glasgow.
Oh, Glasgow.
I can't say it.
Glasgow.
I'm a Southerner, I can't say that.
Yeah.
And then One Way Ticket.
Last week about Dexter like not being able to do the high notes anymore. Justin can't be that. He must be in his like mid-40s.
Yeah. It's a good headstand.
Yeah, on the drum riser. Doing like people do the clap. He was doing like clapping his feet. Yeah. Upside down.
Mind you, he is just like so fucking wiry and just muscle.
He's lost a hell of a lot of weight though, isn't he, from when everyone thought he was fat. Sorry, Justin, if you're listening.
You had to go there, didn't you?
You? Do you know what? That's what you said last week.
No, I didn't.
When we were coming back from Offspring, you were like,
no,
oh,
I didn't.
Do you think the only reason people are going to see if he's fat or thin?
I did not. It's a lie.
Oh, he's thin.
He's like bloody...
Oh, that reminds me.
What?
Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yeah. Who was he channeling his inner...
Klaus.
Yeah, he did look like Klaus.
I couldn't tell whether he had extensions or his hair was actually grown that way. It was very feathery.
Feathery?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was very Klaus. Like, after you said that, you were like, oh, Umbrella Academy. And I was just like, oh, Klaus. Yeah. And then it was just a Klaus mincing around on stage in gold lame and fringing.
That was the second outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
First one was a black leather waistcoat.
Yeah.
And black trousers, which kept falling down because he didn't have a belt on. So we went from
one way ticket to hell. Growing on Me.
Thank you.
Motorheart.
That's from the new album. I quite like that.
Situation.
I know that one. I didn't really like that on the
album.
I don't
like the word sticky though. It's yucky.
Moist and sticky.
No,
on the album, I wasn't too keen on that on the album, but live, it was pretty good. That was off the album, but I didn't recognise it when he played. Is that why they got the Star Trek t-shirt?
Yeah.
Mm. annoying. I want that t-shirt, but I didn't want to spend 90 quid on t-shirts.
Hang on, did you buy two tonight?
Nope. Well, yeah, because I brought one.
Did you buy... I thought you only bought one tonight.
No, I brought one Darkness one, and I brought one Massive Wagons one.
You bought a Massive Wagons one, yeah. Even though you couldn't hear them.
I still like them.
You didn't even know. You thought they were Wayward Sons.
No, I didn't. I just wasn't sure which one I'd seen before. Wayward Sons or Massive... And now I'm not even completely sure that I've seen Wayward Sons either. I'm going to have a look at download
sure
lineup in a minute.
Sure, it wasn't like Hanson that you saw or something.
No, I've never seen Hanson. Oh, they are pretty good, quite good now.
Black Shuck.
Yep, like that one. Remember that, but I didn't really know it.
I'm going to introduce to you the man over there. Here, Sutherland Northern, wearing his own coat. He does all the acoustic guitars that you hear, and anything that isn't directly coming out of our work, anything that Elliot's not doing, Softy's doing. So, Softy.
Yes, I like that. That was good.
One.
Yeah, I didn't really know that one.
The Snake Hips one.
They were all Snake Hips ones.
Solid Gold.
Yes, I remember that. Shitting Solid Gold.
Eastbound.
Yes, I know. Woo!
Yeah, all right, let's go.
I was very disappointed because on the album it's like going down to see my parents,
and the background
is like, oh, Justin.
Yeah. we've done that. Barbarian.
That was good.
I didn't know that one.
Excellent reaction to that first line. Sometimes I go one by one, the kingdom's four. It's not good. That's nice as well. One by one, the kingdom's four. They looked upon this island and took it all. Harbingers of pain! Open the mountain, come down. Standing on the edge of the stuff, isn't it? I thought I'd do quite a decent job there. So I'll try again. One by one, the king goes forward. They looked upon this island and took it all. And it just a pain. And the mountain down by the day. And he always wired up the loneliness.
We only listened to that when we were listening to it in the car on the way back.
Okay. Get your hands off my woman.
You motherfucker!
Anyway, this swift repair job on that kid job is really holy, isn't it? It's good. This next song is called... So get your hands on the woman.
Yes, that was pretty good live, actually. Thank you. you didn't have to riot.
Because they did Christmas time.
Luckily.
Dressed as Christmassy people.
This will be coming out in December, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, legit me, I can put that in.
Yeah. No, they were a really good live, actually. I'd probably see them again. Even though I had very low expectations.
Do you know what? I was like, well, one of the reasons I thought, well, come and see him here, because then if they clash with somebody at Download, I won't have to bother going and seeing them at Download.
But now you want to see
Now them I kind of want to see him at Download.
I still don't think Downloads will happen next year, but anyway. But what if they clash with...
I think they clash with Korn.
Oh, fuck that. I'm seeing Korn then.
I don't know.
As much as I like my newfound likeness of the darkness, I'm not going to miss Korn form.
I can't remember. Or was it still Panther?
Oh, no, they're not going to clash them two because it's basically the same audience.
True. I don't remember. I don't know
They'll
the download
They'll clash with someone very different
heart.
To them.
Yeah. They had they dedicated a song to the sound engineer, Elliot.
Hey guys, if you're going down, I don't know if we make it or not. Rufus has broken his third, was it then? Third bass drop pedal in as many decades. It's completely broken. He broke it off just by stabbing on it so hard. For your entertainment, we did that for you. That's what he's trying to do. Just stop at nothing. Turn that bass drop to that low sound. Sorry, man, I can't hear a fucking word of saying. Is it? I don't know, so you ask the technician. Elliot, I'm quiet with you over there. Elliot's got some information for you. There are two spare pedals. Everybody breaks one out and fix it. Fucking quickly. So yeah, so Elliot also is here to John said, on the road. See what we've done there, isn't it? You know
drummer broke his foot pedal.
That's surely not. That can't be like the original drummer, right?
I don't think it is.
That must be like a kid or something, right?
Because he looks like we said he looks like a very young Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah.
I know the bassist. I know the bassist is an original bassist because that was Frankie. And then Frankie left. And I think that's when they split up and Justin went a bit nuts on heroin. And then they got back together in 2012, I think. But how he saw out of the fucking Christmas tree outfit he was wearing at the end, I don't know. But yeah, there was an impromptu song about the drum tech, Elliot. The guitar tech came out occasionally with a really weird leopard print jacket on and played acoustic.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? There was lots of cowbells.
Yes, there was cowbell.
Rufus Tiger Taylor, he's called.
Tiger Taylor.
Actually, I think he's older than what he looks.
Maybe.
Oh, he's been in the darkness since 2015.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and he's a touring drummer for the Queen and Abbott, Adam Lambert stage shows.
Is he?
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Do you know how fucking expensive that is? I looked at tickets.
Did you? How much were they?
A lot more than what I paid for Guns N' Roses and Foo Fighters put together.
Yeah, but it's clearly better.
No. Maybe.
Better. It'd be so much fun seeing that.
I know, anyway. But sweetheart, they are so expensive, those tickets.
Guess when he was born.
1995?
1991.
Oh, all right.
So he's 30.
He's still younger than us, a young whippersnapper.
Yeah, but... Well, yeah, there you go. So definitely not
Taylor Hawkins.
Secret love child.
There was one point where Justin was singing and like he was just picking up his mic leads and they were all just jumbled and he was carrying them around with him.
Over his shoulder.
And then he broke the mic lead. That was a thoroughly entertaining gig and it went longer than Offspring.
Yeah. Out of the two, obviously, I prefer Offspring.
Do you know what?
No! Don't you dare say that!
Not preferred, but I enjoyed that gig more than Offspring.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They didn't do Army of One.
Oh, fuck off. With your one song that you like of the...
I don't know.
No, I preferred Offspring.
Okay.
Because of Offspring.
I don't know whether it was just because it was more of an intimate venue and... Like, it was a really good rock and roll show.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Yeah, where I think the Offspring were just... Oh, fuck, we're watching the Offspring, doing some punk rock.
I like the Offspring, though, because they did a really good range of stuff.
Oh, but The Darkness didn't make me cry.
Yeah, true.
How long have we been going for?
Probably not long enough.
10 minutes.
Tracks that you recorded.
16 tracks I've recorded.
Yeah, so how far would
That's why I made you do the whole the whole set list, so I could just put them all in.
How far would you travel to see The Darkness?
Well, I'm going to go with your theory and say download.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, but then you're not travelling to see them.
No.
You're just going to download, which won't happen
well,
next
that's
year.
I don't know, Bristol?
Yeah, I was going to say Bristol.
Yeah.
I think even, like, Stroud would be too far.
Stroud?
Be too far north.
How many bands have you seen in Stroud?
Well, no, but there's always a chance.
Cardiff?
That's pretty much the same as Bristol, isn't it?
I would see him again.
As long as they were in the southwest.
Yeah, as long as they were down here. Come back to Exeter, lads.
Yeah, maybe they'd do Plymouth next time.
Oh, I don't want to go to Plymouth. Fucking hate Plymouth.
Yeah, but it's bigger. Everyone hates Plymouth.
Yeah,
but it's bigger.
Hate Plymouth.
You can go ice skating beforehand.
I can go ice skating. You can fall over.
Whatever.
We've got one of those little penguins that you take around with you.
Anyway.
Anything else?
No, not really. I'm not sure I needed the like gold fringed outfit in my life.
Okay.
Because I'll probably have nightmares about it tonight.
What about the red lobster, Christmas lobster?
I don't understand what's Christmassy about a lobster. Do you?
Yeah, but don't what? They have like lobster tree hanging things everywhere that we go? And you always say, "Where's the Christmas lobster?"
No, I've never used the phrase the Christmas lobster.
Yes, you have. Like we've been into shops and they've had like ornaments of like of lobsters.
Well, they probably did in New Orleans, but not
no,
in this country.
No, in Bernerville. What's with the Christmas lobster?
I've never seen a Christmas lobster. It's not a thing.
Oh, it bloody is.
It's not.
It's a Christmas lobster.
Maybe it was a prawn, or it didn't have enough long things.
Maybe.
And it didn't have any eyes on sticks.
Possibly.
Oh. I'm going to have nightmares about being chased by a lobster and a prawn wearing gold lamé and fringing now.
Shit in gold.
Shit
get
go.
The fuck
it's going to be a terrible night. Anyway, there you go.
Nothing compared to my nightmares. Anyway, so that
wow, it? How to bring the tone down.
Yeah, sorry, people.
So that was. Well,
I don't think I'm going to get 6,000 downloads with this one.
No, probably
we'll have to do another Metallica show.
Oh, God, no. Mm. I've seen Metallica enough times in my life.
I've only seen them twice.
Three times. Isn't it?
No, it's only twice.
Oh, God, it seems like more.
Sonosphere and Manchester.
Oh, that's enough.
So, are you done? Nothing else?
I'd
like to see Massive Wagons again in a better venue.
Yeah, I feel like they probably deserved better.
Mm.
I think probably just the... It was all set up for Justin's vocals, wasn't
God,
it?
Yeah.
So, anyone with a more standard range, shall we say, probably wasn't going to fare with the setup.
No.
So that's that, that's really.
That. So, the next show, you're not on. We've got a newbie on the show. Hopefully if I can...
A noob.
A noob. A podcasting noob. Where I shall be in Bristol for Elvana number 2. Yay! It was one for the money.
Do you know who's supporting?
No.
Okay.
Just like I didn't know who was supporting them here.
Until yesterday.
Until yesterday. I was like, oh, fuck.
And you went, oh, Wayward Sons.
No, I didn't. I went, oh, Mahoosive Wagons.
Boing, 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 boing. Come on. Right, yeah. Is it home time?
So that's that in January. Come and check us out in the Facebook group and see if I can get this right this time. Facebook.com/group/ the Punk Rock Skunk Podcast. Get in, Ollie. You can find us on most podcatchers. Although it is... They have been kicked off a few because I don't do an episode every week. And it's like, if you don't do one within a month, they kick you off. Fuck you then. Don't have an email address. Don't have a Patreon. Patreon sucks. Anything to plug?
Did your tummy
That was
just
my
rumble?
Tummy, yeah.
No, don't think so. I haven't got any more gigs coming up. Oh, I've got Rammstein.
Maybe.
Oh, no, Rammstein happened. It's in June. I have total faith that will happen.
Maybe. I'm not saying it might not happen. I'm just saying maybe. So, until next time.
I'm going, whether you get the time off work or not.
That's not what I'm talking about. Bye!
I'm still going.
Say goodbye.
I'm going to Rammstein, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Say bye.
No.
Say goodbye.
No.
Don't be a dick. I want to go home. I want a cup of tea.
It's right. You can hang up without me saying that word.
What?
Just stop it.
Oh, you're a dick.